Hi, I want to spend just a couple of minutes telling you about some exciting news around VM Depot, our community managed repository of virtual machines for Microsoft Azure. First of all, we are pleased to inform you that FreeBSD is now being pushed to VM Depot. So you can see here that the FreeBSD release engineering team have recently pushed FreeBSD 10.1 RC3. You can also find RC2 and RC1 and a 10.0 version on there. The latest version is RC3. 10.1 will be out fairly soon, and the release engineering team are indeed going to be pushing that to VM Depot as well. The second thing that I wanted to make you aware of is that we've made it so much easier to create a virtual machine. We used to say, okay, install the cross-platform command line tools, which are Node.js based, and then click on this little deployment script, click I agree to terms of use, select your region, and then you would be given a template command to run, and you would need to edit certain aspects of that command. And that's fairly simple, but it does have the hurdle of installing the command line tools. And we wanted to make it even easier for people who were just wanting to kick the tires on this and didn't want to worry about scripting things or using the command line tools. So that's what we've done. What you can do now is you can click on the Create Virtual Machine button here. That will take you to the login page. I'm already logged into my Windows Live account, so it'll drop me straight to this page here. Now, the very first time you use this, you will see the this page. And what you need to do is tell your browser about your Azure publish settings. And those are the certificates that you need to publish into your Azure subscription. Once you've done it the first time, as we'll see shortly, you won't need to do this again. But the first time, you need to click on the Azure Publish Settings file link, and that will take you off to Azure. I'm already logged into Azure, so it hasn't asked me to log in. If you weren't logged in, then you would need to log in. And you will automatically be presented with this file that can be downloaded. So you save that locally. And then in my case, I'm going to click on Open Folder. And if I bring this window down, I happen to know that this folder is called Edward K, etc. So there is my file. Okay, so I can now go back to the page that we were on and drag and drop or browse to that file into our little window. And we can close our Explorer window. And that reads the file, sets up the system. Now that file contains the certificates for Azure, your subscription. But they're only cached locally on your browser, so you can remove those at any time that you want. Now, all I need to do in order to create my FreeBSD on Azure is give it a password. And the requirements for the password are fairly stringent, and it'll check for me and make sure that everything's okay. That's it. I could go now, and I'll show you how to set that off in a moment. And that's all I needed to do. If you do that, your default username is Azure user. I'm actually going to change that though. I also don't like this DNS name. I'd rather have something more appropriate. Okay, so it checks the name is available, and indeed in this case it is. I can also change more advanced items like the name of the VM. That'll be what appears in the portal. I can change the size of the virtual machine image. I can change the region. I'm just going to make it local to me here on the West Coast. I can change the storage account that's going to be used. This is auto-populated by the storage accounts associated with the currently selected subscription, or I can create a new one. I can add additional endpoints if I want to. This will all be automatically be populated by the required endpoints as defined by the image. In this case, there aren't any, but I could easily add some if I wanted some. And if I have multiple subscriptions in my Azure profile that I downloaded, I'm able to select an alternative one. If you click on this Use Another Profile, it will delete the existing Publish Settings file and take you back to that screen we saw previously. So if you have multiple subscriptions in different accounts, then you'll be able to use those as well. I need to agree to the terms and conditions and then click Create Virtual Machine. Now what's happening now is it's scheduling the machine for deployment. And in anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes, it varies, my machine will be up and running. I can sit here if and watch the things update if I want to, but I could just go off and get on with my own work and wait for an email to arrive, which will tell me that the machine is ready. At that point, I can SSH in using the username and password that I set up here. So there you go. That's FreeBSD on VMDepot and our new easy deploy feature. Enjoy.